Community members are reacting to the current conditions at migrant detention centers at the southern border. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano spoke with some locals who say the time to take a stand is now.
Daisy Rodriguez is outreach coordinator for Tu Casa Latina, a Reno nonprofit which helps immigrant community members who are victims of crime, domestic violence, and trafficking. She says she's seen an increase of locals who are outraged about conditions at the border and are eager to get out and do something.
I think a lot of, you know, especially communities of color and people of color have really come forward in these last couple of weeks. And so a lot of people have said, I want to do something. We've had a lot of people calling our agency saying, I want to volunteer. I don't care how. I don't care if you have me shredding paper. I just want to know that I'm doing something for my community.
It's been over a year since reports flooded the internet about children being separated from their families at the border, a process that is still being maintained. A federal report published in May showed migrant children in poor conditions held for more than 72 hours. That's longer than federal law allows.
I put myself in their shoes and I think how torturous that you have to be separated from your child, give them up to strangers, enter into a country knowing the situation, but still being willing to do that for the well-being of your child. So I think when people say, you know, well, if they know what's going to happen, why do they still keep coming here? Well, maybe it's that bad. Maybe it's just that horrendous that they're willing to take that risk because being back home or staying in the state that they're in isn't feasible and it's not an option.
Having worked with traumatized people for Tu Casa Latina, she says these children will suffer psychological impacts for the rest of their lives due to being separated from their parents. Leon Malmed is a South Lake Tahoe resident and a child Holocaust survivor who says the separation of families happening now feels all too familiar.
It is inhumane to separate children. I know what it does to people, to children, when you are separated from your parents and you're never the same. I only remember one thing of my parents, that I was hanging on my mother's skirt. And my mother was pushed away from me by the French police. And all your life, you ask yourself the question, why did I do wrong? What did they do wrong? Why? You never heal.
Soon after French police detained Malmed's parents, they were sent in a cattle car to Auschwitz. Drawing comparisons between today's humanitarian crisis and the Holocaust has led to heated debate, but the message Malmed wants to get across is not waiting to address injustice. It took 60 years for him to share his experience due to emotional distress. He's 82 now and says he doesn't want others to wait decades to speak up.
If we do nothing, we are the ones who have blood on our hands. It's not just the Border Patrol at the border. It's not just ICE. It's not just Trump. We are the ones who will have blood on our hands.
And locals are starting to speak up. About 100 people showed up to the recent vigil on Virginia Street, only a few steps away from the Reno Arch. A national organization, Lights for Liberty, had organized two vigils in Las Vegas, but none in Reno, until Lidia Huerta Moreno took on the responsibility. Huerta Moreno is an assistant professor at the University of Nevada, Reno, teaching courses on gender, race, and identity. She was moved by a picture of a father and daughter, Oscar and Valeria Martinez, that circled the internet. The photo shows them face down, submerged near the shore of the Rio Grande, her little body pressed against her father's and protectively wrapped inside his shirt. They both drowned attempting to arrive at the southern border. When Huerta Moreno saw the photo, she said enough was enough.
You know what? Even if it's a small crowd, the people who are supposed to be there will be there, and we need to start creating visibility about this and resistance in Reno, because there's a huge Latino community in Reno. Nobody talks about them.
One attendee was Tania Leal, a Latina mother raising biracial children in a bicultural home, who says she broke down when organizers played a lawyer's recording of migrant children crying at the border.
Well, the little girl in the tape, She was speaking in Spanish, and she kept saying she wanted to have her father pick her up. And I have a 15-month-old at home, and I was thinking, when I was pregnant, after I had the baby, I heard that there were some mothers that were separating while they were breastfeeding. And I was breastfeeding myself, and I was thinking, if somebody would take this, you know, baby that I'm holding right now, I think I would die. I don't know how they can do it.
Along with playing the recording of the children, there was also a live performance by a local visual artist named Ruby Barrientos during the vigil, which showed a white man dressed in a suit, handcuffing Barrientos, wrapping a metal chain around her neck, and locking her in a cage the size of a dog kennel. The man then covers her with 2 gallons of imitation blood. She says she feels like she's in a bubble in Reno and wants to use her art to display the harsh realities some are facing at our nation's borders. Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.
I woke up this morning with my mind and children in cages. Woke up this morning with my mind and children in cages. Yes, I did. Shut them down. Once more, I woke up this morning.